All right, well, we'll get started. My name is Kirk Crawford, as you know. I'm the president of the AEA Amateur Radio Club. Welcome to the April meeting. Mostly we're going to talk about field day stuff today, but we have a guest with some news. Let's, why don't you give your information.
I'm the bearer of some sad news. If you knew Frank Floyd, which I did, in the communication with the electronics department, he just passed away back on the 8th of February. So I found out not that long ago. The usual communications business, but so I put together something here for cards and donations for those of you who remember him, which I do. And I'll probably deliver it to his wife, Thelma, there. So I've been passing this around locally in our department, but Velma Sinaga's the one who thought of this place to come here, since there might be people here that knew him.
Yes.
So we'll have this available. I don't know when you want to do it afterwards.
I'll also put it in. I'll send notes out with the meeting.
Can you do that too? Because get other people.
Not everybody's able to make it today.
Sure.
And I'm sure some of the people that didn't make it would like to sign.
Sure. So my office is 82-2089K.
Okay.
If you want to write that down, I don't know.
Okay.
So that's where I'm located.
Okay.
So I'll keep it there for a while. I also went over to A6 to try to find folks there. Jim from Peril was the only one who would know him.
Okay. Yeah, to make sure I have your information after the meeting.
Sure, yeah, I'll stay.
Okay, or put it on the sign-in sheet.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't know Frank, he was many years, he was our past president of the club. He was running the club with Phil Weisskopf when I started. And they were doing it, swapping president and past president every other year or so for many years. So, and he was president into the 80s. I don't know when he started.
Yeah, he'd been here a long time ago.
he was here for a long time. He's a great guy. He was VE. He did lots of training sessions for hams, trained lots of hams in classes at lunch that he used to give. Lots of things. Did a lot for the club at aerospace. Okay, going on. We have to congratulate Steve again. He's now an acting general. So Steve Schmidt now has a general license. Are you going to change your collar or waiting until you get the extra?
Probably wait until I get extra and then buy it.
Okay.
Welcome to HF.
Thank you.
We don't have any representatives from the Shacks A2 or D8 here. Does anybody know any changes? Do you, Tom, about A2 at all? Okay. All right. Well, we'll post that till next time. On to the main topic. Field day is coming up in June. Most of us are familiar with it. What it is it's a big event for ARRL, and it's your objective is to work as many stations as possible on any and all amateur bands, excluding those mentioned 60, 30, 17, and 12, and to learn how to operate in abnormal situations in less than optimal conditions. So the goal is you go outside, basically, set up a portable situation. You're not supposed to be using your house and your regular wall AC power. This is to test you for emergency communications. And so it's on Saturday. The event is actually Saturday to Sunday, June 23rd to 24th at 11 a.m. when the actual contest part starts. To 11 a.m. on Sunday. We've never gone the 24 hours that I know of. Our plan is to set it up on the parking structure, put the antennas on the top level, The radios and operators on one level below the top. And there's the website, arl.org/fieldday. And there's one meeting between now and then. Okay, there's today and our May meeting, and then we have a... So here's our plan. Here's a picture of the roof. 2 weeks prior, we'll put out warning flyers where the yellow area is and the yellow area on the level below to hopefully get people not to park there. If there are cars on the roof, we have worked around them in the past, but it's best if we put out the flyers at least 2 weeks because some people are on long travel and they don't notice it. I'll order the tables and chairs and cones and stuff that we get from facilities, and they'll deliver those on Friday and take them back on Monday. And then everybody from the club that wants to help, we start setting up at 8 a.m. on Saturday. We can't set up anything in time. Well, we can start setting up technically on Friday. That's why it's okay that they're leaving the stanchions for us. But we just get there at 8 a.m. on Saturday to set up. We need someone to volunteer to bring gas for the generator. The club will reimburse you for the gas. But I think you need to bring your own can.
I can do that.
You want to do that? Okay. Go to the trailer first.
2 gallons enough?
I don't know, 2 to 5.
Okay.
Go to the trailer first, and that's at the west end of A6 because that's where we store most of the stuff. And then we'll move equipment to the top of the structure in the trunks of our cars. We can't actually move the trailer because it won't fit through the structure. So we put the generators and the antennas on the roof, the radios, tables, and chairs on the third floor. We have a VHF 440 beam that we have used in the past, and we also have a multiband vertical. We'll set both of those up. We have steel masts that we can clamp them to the stanchions. The thing. It's not showing up on the screen.
Yeah, these ones don't work.
What a lousy thing. Anyway, I have a mouse.
The old pointer works, though.
Yeah, so over here, see how it kind of sticks out a little bit? We have straps that go around that post, and then we can strap our mask to that, and then we can put things on that for the VHF and the multiband vertical. We got extra masts and things. We were donated to the club. They're actually sitting next to the trailer, sort of where the generators are. For HF, we'll be using the crank IR and the buddy pole like last year, pretty much at these two X's. And then I'm planning to try a inverted V antenna that I'm buying from Soda Beams. And we'll see if we can hang that from one of the telephone, from the light stanchion. There's one light stanchion here and here, I think. Or maybe it's just this one. Oh, no, there's the shadow.
Last year we also contemplated doing that in inverted V off the side of the structure.
This one isn't that long because it's only 20 and 40 meters. So I was going to do it here, and then we can do have the bottom that way or something, or however we want to set up the V. I also got a antenna launcher to play with.
Shoot out light bulbs with? Good.
To send it over the thing so we don't have to climb up there.
Did you say you were going to use a multiband inverted V for 20 and 40?
It's not multiband,
it's a linked
dipole.
Yeah, because you don't want to do a multiband because the other radio is going to pull with that.
Right, it'll only be on one band at a time.
Okay.
And it's not technically a multiband, so it's just a linked dipole, so you don't have to tune it or anything. It's all perfect. Inverted V, then get QSO, set everything up, get QSOs, have lunch. Do we want to bring in or order it as together, or just everybody bring what they want? We have to decide that. Afternoon, get QSOs, and then decide if we want to continue on. Usually we end up stopping in the afternoon and tear everything down and return it to the trailer.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Last time I brought my utility trailer to move the generator.
Uh-huh.
That was cool.
Super.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll plan on that.
Also, logging. Last year I brought my laptop for logging.
With
that software.
And 3FJP software.
Yeah, I have that too. License.
All right.
So we can just link them together if we have more than one laptop.
Good.
Yeah, that makes the logging easy.
Does it automatically log, or you still...
You still have
to put in the call sign, but then...
The call sign and stuff, but then it also prevents you from getting dupes and...
And it also provides the file...
Makes the file...
Can upload easily.
Yeah, that's nice. So, I've set up some needs that we might need, so... We have two HF rigs, the Kenwood and the KX3... The KX3 will sometime go on to natural power, which is solar-charged batteries that we have, and get us 5 QSOs on that, and then it can come back to regular generator power. Steve has already volunteered for the VHF. We can have more than one volunteer to help each other.
Okay.
So do you want me to put you down on that
sure,
as well?
Sure.
Okay. There's some stuff I'll talk about the bonus points later. Bob has volunteered for message handling and the satellite QSO. I might be able to do satellite QSO as well.
You're going to be there this year?
I'm able to be there this year. We can get points for an educational activity. I have ideas for that. I'll tell you later. And we would like a safety officer to volunteer. I'll take care of the advertising and aerospace stuff. Jane will do it on the check-in net. I'll reserve the chairs, and Don volunteered for the gas. Okay. The purchases, I didn't have a chance to go to the trailer and check this stuff, but I am purchasing this is the inverted V thing and the antenna throwing device, and Bob already bought knobs for the KX3. Its knobs were broken, apparently.
We're going to do voice-only single sideband for the HF rigs at the point?
That's the question of this. That's why this is here. Oops. So
last year, in lieu of that,
we can't really do FT8.
Yeah, well,
we can do PSK31.
Yeah, last year, instead of that Kenwood, I mean, I brought it over, but I just brought my own from home.
That's fine.
An IC7300 instead of having to, buy a, USB sound card.
Okay. Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
You want to bring that?
It's easy.
Okay. But if we're going to run 3 rigs at a time, then we have to change our designator. I don't think we really want to run.
That's too much.
So
we didn't have a lot of luck with the KX3 last year.
Okay.
We had a lot of issues getting it set up to with the amp to actually function at all.
Okay.
I
might bring my home rig as well then.
Okay.
Because I know it very well.
Exactly. This is precisely why I brought mine last year. I was like, I don't want to have to learn a radio on the day of the
right. Day. Right. So we'll do that, but we'll just make sure that we're only running two at once.
Yeah.
Because
we can still run the KX3.
I would like to set that up so that we can do PSK31 in an emergency. And so I think I'm going to take it as my
project
to figure out how to do digital with one or the other of those radios.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think definitely you want to be able to use WinLink.
Yeah, WinLink or PS
Most national traffic system stuff goes over the window.
Well, we get double points for digital contacts. CW and digital contacts are 2 points. Regular voice are only 1 point.
Right.
If we're going to get the points.
And I'll bring my keys, so we'll see.
And I'll check out, and all this to-be-purchased stuff I'm going to check on, and I'll just order it.
How did the points work on the dish, though? Did you get for what you receive?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Would you want me to announce it on check-ins?
You can start now. Just say, get ready for field day. Just start now and don't give the full details. Just say June 22nd weekend or June 23rd, Saturday. You're going to be in town. Help us out with field day. Something like that.
Okay.
Just short. This is the inverted V dipole thing we bought, that we're buying.
Certainly compact.
Yeah, it's designed for solo operations. But it comes in a bag and everything. And we can either use it with our... I think we might be able to use it with our existing fiberglass poles. I'm not sure if they're big enough to fit in the hole.
Definitely. super lightweight wire, so...
Yeah.
That's the same stuff they use on the band springer, which I have.
Right. It was only $64.
It's brittle.
Yeah, don't set one.
This is the antenna launcher. Basically a wrist rocket with a fishing thing attached to it. And you can shoot those little... See the weight? These are 1 ounce weights. Or you can shoot these tennis balls. And then you shoot them and they go over whatever. And
what's the safety officer going to say about that?
As long as it's used according to direction.
Firing in three.
Security may give you a hard time for bringing in weapons.
It's not a weapon, that's an antenna launcher.
That's why I told them when I bring in certain things, they say, no, that's not a tool, that's a weapon.
Firing the
hole. Okay, how to get points. So, a phone QSO is 1 point. CW or digital are 2 points. We'll probably have the power multiplier, a 2x power multiplier, as long as everything stays under 150 watts. And I think that's easy. So then we'll get... And you get it, you can't do multiple contacts to the same person on the same band in the same mode. Those are dupes. But you can have, if you have another person you're contacting, they can switch bands, and then you can contact them there. And then we get an extra, that counts as an extra one. Or they can switch modes to CW or digital or something. That's the regular QSOs. But look at all these bonus points that are available. So we'll probably get this 200 point because we're on emergency power. That generator counts. There's one about media publicity. I brought this so I could read these. Media publicity, 100 bonus points may be earned for attempting to obtain publicity from the local media. A copy of the press release or a copy of the actual media publicity received, newspaper article, etc., must be submitted to claim the points available to all classes. If we put a thing in the orbiter, which is now only digital, not available to the public, does that count? I don't think so.
I didn't believe that it counted last year, which is why I did not submit.
Okay.
I didn't think it met the intent of...
Yeah. Public location, we won't get this because we're on a private company. Public information table, can we do that and still... Because we have tables that other people can see and we can put information about out of our club and about ham radio and stuff. Does that one count?
I think so.
It says 100 bonus points for a public information table at the field day site. The purpose is to make appropriate handouts and information available to visiting public at the site. A copy of the visitor's log, copies of club handouts, or photos is sufficient evidence for claiming this bonus.
Probably do that.
Okay. Well, if you can't do the public location, then I wouldn't think you'd be able to do that either. I mean, the point is for
we
the
don't
public
have
to
the
be
public.
Able to.
Right. Technically, I don't know if we can or not, because the public can't actually see it. It might be there.
You don't want to be at the bottom, but like dead last.
We were last hours. Year.
I know.
We were. We were dead last.
At least we got published.
We got published in the QST.
Well, at least you didn't get DQ'd, right?
Right, exactly. Precisely.
Okay, the next button is the message to section manager. It has 100 bonus points for origination of a formal message to the ARRL section manager or section emergency coordinator by your group from its site. You should include the club name, number of participants, field day location, and number of ARES operators involved with your station. The message must be transmitted during the field day period, and a copy of it must be included in your submission in standard ARRL radiogram, or no credit will be given. The message must leave or enter the field day operation via amateur radio RF. You know how to do that?
Yes. However,
what do we need to do that?
With Winlink, it's easy to send it across to the RMS station in Redondo Beach, but if it has to go across as W6AGO,
yes,
then W6AGO needs to have a Winlink account.
Fine.
So I just need to
make it so.
Make that happen, and I have to deal with trustee of the license, because he'll get the notification.
The owner of the license is Mike Worsham.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just send him another note. I did it whenever I did Logbook of the World. Coordinated with him.
Okay. So can you take that on and coordinate with him to get that?
Yeah, and I'll bring my existing
Winlink
dealio, and we'll just plug it right into my radio.
Okay, and you can just make a different setting that has
it. Oh, yes, it's a pull down because they're set up for EOCs, so you just have to change them. But I have to get the password.
Okay, so Tom is in charge of that. Message handling, 10 points for each formal message originated, relayed, or received and delivered during the field day period, up to a maximum of 100 points, 10 messages.
No.
Copies of each message must be included in the field day report. The message to the ARLSM or SEC under Rule 7.3.5 does not count towards the total of 10 for this bonus. Are we going to do that? Do we know how to do that?
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that.
That's
okay.
Hard.
Satellite QSO. Bob said he would do it, and I can also do this. 100 bonus points for successfully completing at least one QSO via amateur radio satellite during the field day period.
You guys are going to try to do an FM?
Yeah,
satellite.
Just
it's a total zoo during field day.
Yeah, well, we'll
Goodbye.
Try.
It would be easier to send an APRS beacon. Those are legal.
And 084 is back up and running, so if you want
to
try that.
Can we do it via APRS? Would that be easier?
It's definitely easier and faster.
Okay.
And it's, because the messages are shorter, but there's just less chaos.
Chaos.
I've never done it.
Do you know where the information is and how to do that?
Yeah. if we have a radio that does APRS, do we?
The new one does it built in.
I'm sorry, I was
thinking about 710. Yeah, you need 710 for that.
So, whoever's operating that needs to figure out how to do APRS messages. That's it. And then whoever's operating that needs to read what the exchange is over APRS. So generally, what you do is you just say, "I am 2 Alpha California," and you just blast that. W6AGO 2
Alpha LAX.
Yeah, 2 Alpha LAX, exactly. And someone else will reply with theirs and your call sign, and that's the QSO.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So, but you have to know how to do the APRS messaging efficiently, otherwise you'll get lost and fumble your fingers and shit. So, highly encourage whoever's doing it to figure that out.
Yeah, practice in advance.
Do it. Because I do APRS messaging all the time, but
can you and Steve look into that?
Since you're going to be on VHF.
You're the VHF
and it's going to need to be VHF.
Okay.
That's where it happens.
Okay, sure.
And I can take care of finding the satellite and pointing the arrow. I know how to do that part. And then you just do the APRS thing. Is that okay? Take that
We're
as an action.
We're going to do APRS with the satellite?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can practice locally. I mean,
yeah.
You can practice APRS. I do it all the time. But so you don't need to be pointing at a satellite. You can
okay. Just... Well, I'll make that my little project this month. And I'll come back and ask questions at the next meeting.
Absolutely.
We have
Reach
one
out
more meeting.
Okay.
You don't have to wait for the next meeting. Just give me a call.
Alternate power, that's where we take the KX3 off of the HF duty or anything off of the HF duty and run it off of the batteries. And we have plenty of batteries and we can claim them that they're charged with solar.
We could run the whole smash off the batteries
if we want to do that. And we only have to get 5 QSOs when the transmitter is powered by the battery. That's all. And that counts.
HF or VHF.
It doesn't matter. Then we have the bulletin. And I think somebody sent an email to me this morning about this. There's a schedule of when it is. The times look sucky.
The times suck, which is why we didn't do it last year.
Because there's like...
There's one that comes out on Friday.
No, or Friday. Yeah, that's right.
You can get the one on Friday. It doesn't
but
count against...
set up.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. So...
Or at 7 in the morning. You're not set up either.
And that one comes across in Morse, right?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah, but somebody better be there listening with me. Because...
Well, you'd be able to decode it on the KX3. I mean, there's no problem.
I suppose.
Because it's all automatic.
It's all automatic, yeah. That's true.
Okay.
But
so
still,
we
7
a.m. Might do that or not.
It's all about the timing.
And I will complain that their timing sucks.
That's why we skipped it last year.
Educational activity. I have an idea for this. I actually have some code tester devices that, you know, that beep. There's like a key and it beeps. Mm-hmm. And we could have some papers and a code tester beeper thingy and have people try and figure out their name in Morse code and beep it out.
Okay.
That counts.
Counts.
Educational.
Put it together. 100 points, man.
That's 100 points. 100 points.
So it occurs to me that the bonus points kind of dwarf the QSO.
They do.
Absolutely.
They do.
Because it's not a contest.
It's not a contest. Though people treat it like it is. So, does anybody know an elected government official that they can get to come to aerospace? Teresa had a relation that, her, like Teresa's husband, I think, one time knows somebody. Okay. If we get our site visited by a government official, that elected government official, that's 100 points. So that's like a mayor or somebody.
Mayor Mel Segundo, et cetera. Come on.
We could invite him. You have to just invite him, but then someone would have to meet him and walk him through for 100 points.
Thanks, Pat.
The site visit by an agency. 100 point bonus may be claimed if your field day site is visited by a representative of an agency served by ARES in your local community. Which is America. That includes an air list, American Red Cross, Salvation Army, local emergency management, law enforcement, etc. As the result of an invitation issued by your group. ARL officials do not qualify for this bonus. So we have to invite somebody that's like a first responder or Red Cross or Salvation Army. Anybody know a relative that is one of those things? Like a cop or that it would be easy to invite? Anyway.
Just set the place on fire. They're the fire department.
You have to invite them.
They're invited. Urgent invite.
Yeah.
Go to station. This looks a lot like too much work for me. To me.
Well, you're not going
to
have visitors, so.
We're not going to have as many visitors. We will, family members might.
It allows you to add a station without having to change your designator.
Right.
And
right.
We'll go.
But I read through it and it's pretty difficult. Okay. Go ahead and read. I'm not going to read it now. It's long. Web submission, we'll do that. 50 points guaranteed.
Yep.
Youth participation. I was thinking have my kids. I might be able to get my kids to come. And I don't know. I don't think they have to have a license.
No. What constitutes youth participation?
It says a 20-point bonus, maximum of 100, may be earned by any class, A, C, D, E, or F group, for each participant age 18 or younger at your field day operation that completes at least one QSO.
Ah, yeah, that's the number.
So we just have to have a kid do a QSO for us, and then if we have some VHF or HF ones that are working good and we have extra kids, bring them over and get them to do one.
Yeah, he's got a mark.
They can do it as a third-party operator type thing. You just have to be the control operator. So I'm going to probably have my kids, they're 20 points each, if we can get them to do one. Social media. I don't know. Again, since we're not public, I don't think this qualifies, but it says 100 points for promoting your field day activation to the general public via an active, recognized, and utilized social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. This bonus is available to bona fide amateur radio clubs. I don't know if we're bona fide. And field groups that welcome visitors to their operation. Individual participants do not qualify for this bonus.
Once you get past
club
general
websites
public.
Do not qualify, available all classes.
Nope.
I don't know. I don't think we can get that since we're not public. Anyway, safety officer, which we should have. 100-point bonus may be earned by having a person serving as a safety officer for the group, setting up Class A stations. This person must verify that all safety concerns in the safety checklist have been adequately met. This is an active bonus. Simply designating someone as safety officer does not automatically earn this bonus. A statement verifying the completion of the safety checklist must be included in the supporting documentation sent to ARRL HQ in order to claim this bonus.
We just didn't have enough people last year.
Well, anybody can be the safety officer.
Well, but the safety officer really needs to do that.
Well, you have to fill out the form, right?
Yeah.
And they can't operate?
Well, they can operate, but whenever you're setting up and tearing down, that person's role needs to be like
safety officer.
Safety officer. And we just didn't have enough people to do that. We only had like 3 or 4 of us last year.
Alright, well, we probably should be able to have a safety officer this year.
There's some.
We can even have the forms ready, you know.
We can have the forms ready. We can even designate like my daughter a safety officer.
Perfect.
Or something.
Perfect. Make her an adjunct.
How old is she?
13.
She's 13. Oh,
alright. That's good enough.
Well, then she'll be 14. And that's it. Yeah, that's mine. Any questions?
So how many QSOs did you guys have last year?
8, 10, 15.
8? What?
I mean, it wasn't many.
No.
Because we set up, we had a lot of visitors, like, relatively speaking, because there was, like, only one station really, truly operating on HF and one on VHF. Mm. And so they were like, talk, and I would just, like, you know, face them and answer the questions
right.
As opposed to operating, which is what it's really about. So I figured time well spent.
By the time I stopped, it seemed like I had talked to everyone on the air.
Locally.
Yeah.
Which is why I think satellite can really expand what you're able to reach out and do.
Any other questions, comments? Let me put down some of these things that we have for volunteers in this. Oops.
Do we have anybody on Skype or call in?
I don't think so. Let's see. Nope. I only did it with the Skype audio, but I have nobody. Nobody's there. Who wants to be safety officer?
I was going to be your daughter.
I don't think she will actually ever.
You took it at face value, Kurt. Come on.
If not her, I would volunteer for it.
Okay.
Is there some place I could review the safety checklist?
It's on the. If you go to that link I sent in the for the meeting, in the packet, it's in the packet.
Okay.
It's actually probably have it okay. Somewhere in my hand.
Last year, the most dangerous person on the site was me.
It's true. Soapbox, big picture. Oh, it has satellite info in here. The station. I might have it up here. PR strategies. Publicity tip sheet. Said he'd bring gas. What do you want to do about lunch? You want everybody to bring their own stuff or what?
Brown bag.
Probably safest.
Much less complicated for.
Okay.
If we have excess people who could organize such things.
Well, those guys, somebody brought us. The visitors brought us pizza. Didn't they?
They were nice. Yeah.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll check out the stuff to be purchased. Anybody want to claim a rig?
I'll take the first one and make it an IC7300 instead of 10. And just because I got my name on it doesn't mean I have to be the one operating it.
No. Anything else I need to put down?
What's the digi?
Digital interface.
So you got a sound card for yours? How do you...
At home. For my home system, I'm just going to bring it along. I'm going to try to buy the stuff that's over here, this checkout.
Yep.
I'm going to check out what we have or what we need for those. Just trying, because I want to have emergency digital communication.
I agree, we should.
Because you don't need anything.
And the club has plenty of money, so we can buy whatever's nice.
You don't need a USB sound card interface to do PSK31 on the KX3. You just need to plug in the USB.
Okay, so
you
have
that.
The cable.
Yeah, all you have to have is the cable.
Okay,
and I think we have the driver. Or I have the cable.
The driver gets...
It's, comes you from use the...
Those, or what?
How we use the KX, the Elecraft console, the thing that you upload software with. If you just one of the tabs is a direct interface to the transceiver. Mm-hmm. And so you can change it from CW to PSK to RIDI, whatever, and okay. Just go right there.
Okay, I don't know how that works. I guess I need to borrow the KX3 and find out.
Yeah. So, if you want to do things other than PSK, you need sound cards.
Okay.
PSK and RIDI and CW, you can do directly from the website.
Okay. And then that's good information that helps me with what I had to check out.
But can we...
So we might need one if we wanted to do it on the Kenwood.
Well...
Right.
I'm going to bring mine, though.
So. I know, but for emergency use...
Yep. Going forward, I think it's a good idea to have it.
Yeah.
But it's a different interface, so...
Right, therefore.
Yeah.
And I think
I've already loaded the software on my little laptop, but we probably should get something that the club owns that has an interface.
Well, there's supposed to be a computer that Jason has gotten us that we're supposed to set up in the trailer. And I'm going to try and get a hold of that and see if it's set up properly.
That's a laptop?
It's a desktop.
Desktop? Okay.
It's a desktop and a monitor. You know how that old thing was? He's trying to replace it with a new desktop and monitor and stuff.
For the VHF rig, that'll be something from the club?
Yes. Well, do you know where it is, Don?
The new one? I have it.
Okay. Don has it.
The second rig. How many rigs are we going to have?
Just the one VHF is all.
Okay, then I'll bring it. And if you want to get, you really need to, I agree with what you said earlier, learning radio on field day, not the thing to do. It's a splendid rig, but there's some learning curve with it.
What is it?
It's a Kenwood and...
7,000 or something?
I forget the number.
I think you guys got a 710, right?
That sounds right.
Well, do you want to bring it in and let Steve borrow it?
Sure, yeah, that'd be fine. But let me work with it a little while on the APRS so I can get up to speed.
But you guys talk amongst yourselves and figure that out, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, and Don, you hook it up to an antenna somewhere. Just let me know, and if you're within 10 miles of me, I'll be on APRS in a heartbeat, and we can send messages back and forth. So,
okay, I can bring it to work and do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Just let me know how you're going to do it.
You know, I have a little solar setup I got for my camper. I was thinking of using that to run that rig. Is there any problem with...
How many amps can you draw off of it?
It's only 80 watts, but... It has a battery with it.
80 watts is a lot.
It's a lot to run directly.
So 80 watts to run the it charges a battery of a little gel battery.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then
you're running the radio off the battery.
The only trouble with the solar there is that we're shaded fully by the upper deck.
So you have to put the panel upstairs and run the cables down.
Yeah,
as long as you're thinking about it, I'm fine with it.
Because that's about 20 feet.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a long run for, DC. So.
DC.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm playing with with this setup anyway.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, plans?
Sounds good.
Okay.
So when we get to the trailer, we'll need about four people to handle the generator.
Yeah, we just need to coordinate with security on the day of to open the gate so we can get his trailer in.
Yeah, I'll try to be there earlier. We did forewarn them about that.
Yeah, and they're short-staffed on weekends, so they just have to pull somebody, whoever the rover is, to come unlock it for you.
Right.
I'll put that right here.
How do you see us getting visitors home during the weekend?
It's kind of a long drawn-out process because, again, they don't have anybody in the VCs, so...
They do have...
They have some people on the gate, but they don't. They won't write you a thing.
Visitor thing?
I don't know, you've brought your kids on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, your kids is not a problem. As long as they're under a certain age, they don't even do anything.
Okay.
So they just wave you through. But if it's an adult, then you'll have to have the visitor thing form filled out, and it's on a Saturday, the guard is supposed to be able to do it. You're supposed to be able to get someone in.
It just takes a little longer. It
takes a little longer to get in. And you can have someone, that's not driving with you. You can have someone just meet and park at BC2, and then you walk out when they get there and sign them through. Opening gate 6. Okay. I should do that on 6/22.
Could you please tell them also? I told them last year they didn't have a problem that I'd be bringing my own utility trailer, just so it's not a surprise.
Okay.
Bring them what?
The trailer thing was last year. Right. My wagon, yeah, that's better right there. I pushed the generator from the trailer to the parking structure once. Maybe twice.
All right, I remember. And the wheels were flat that year, too, right?
Wheels are better now.
Who has the antenna analyzer? Makes it easier to tune the crank IR.
It's in the A2.
The good one, the 600?
Yeah.
Where is it?
In the A2 shack.
Okay.
You can tune the crank IR without it, but it makes it way easier.
Could you possibly return it to the trailer before the event?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay. And we also have the little antenna tuner. Is it in the buddy pull bag?
Right.
Antenna analyzer. Anything else? That's our plan. We're sticking to it. All right. Thank you.
Do we ask for show of hands? Who's going?
Yeah, who's going? Okay. King?
No, I'm...
Well, you're far away anyway.
We're going to call you. Call me on the air.
That's what I mean.
We'll be on the air. You'll be in my team with me.
Where are you at?
Huh?
Where are you going to be at?
I'm going to be out and about. I'll try to remember to bring my HT with me.
Okay.
That would be great.
You know if Clark is going to participate again this year?
Clark Hanley?
He was much help with setup last year.
He was great, yeah.
I had another idea. I have gathered lots of the mobile phone numbers of the Ham Radio Club people. What do you think? Would it be a bother if I set up a texting group thing? A group text? So we can send a text that goes to all of the group?
Like what you did for the Eclipse thing?
Yeah, sort of. Not another app or anything, but just in texting. And that way, I was thinking it could be used on the earthquake prep. Perhaps we could say you could text that and then people could, I'll turn on my HT and respond to him so he has somebody to respond to. Or on the field day, we can text everybody and say, hey, we're out here, give us some QSOs. So I'll do that. People come and say, I don't want to be on that, and I'll remove them.
Exactly. Ask for forgiveness, not for me.
Yeah. I just asked permission.
All in favor, say
aye. All in favor? Aye. Okay, passes with unanimous. Unanimous consent.
Okay, if anybody wants a sign for Frank Voigt.
Okay.
If you knew Frank Voigt. I did.
And you guys.
Passed it away. Don't
worry. Kirk, can you go to the web page, the club web page?
No, that's
right.
Except you knew him, yeah.
So that's for his wife?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to him.
Sir, can you go to our web page, ham page? I want to see the picture, the Christmas picture. I think he was in that picture, wasn't he?
Probably, yeah. He was very active in that.
I don't know if I know him or not. I'll sign in. Mm-hmm. She won't know. How old was he?
He got prostate cancer.
Hey, Kirk,
on the 70s.
Whatever your brain is.
Where do you want
me to go?
Retired a while ago.
The Christmas
photo.
Retired a while ago.
With Frank in it?
Yeah, was he? That's what we're asking. No, what I'm asking.
He probably want to put
that.
Might
have been 15.
I don't know if put that in there.
It's up to Kirk. If he wants to.
Maybe even 16. No, he's not there. I have really old stuff.
Yeah, let's see. I don't think
further
we
back.
I don't think we took one at Proud Bird that year, did we? A group picture? Maybe we did. Thank you.
You might want to put that in there.
I can put a post. I have some little pictures of him.
Yeah. And put a little announcement. Announcement. And put me in there too if you want to come to my office and sign. They can do that. They're taking donations.
So what's your question, Tom?
The A3 shack antenna. Mm-hmm. I know the company was supposed to procure, or we're supposed to advise them.
Yeah, what about it?
What happened? Anything?
Nothing.
Nothing heard?
I talked to Jason. I saw Jason again this morning. Yeah. He keeps on forgetting to give the antenna information to his boss, and doesn't get a response from his boss. And so it's
languishing in there.
Languishing in the security court.
Well, I am. My office is now officially in A8. I'm right next door there. So.
So have you gone up and looked at our repeater?
No, I don't know where.
Can you climb up into the repeater?
I don't know where it is.
Penthouse.
Of A8.
Yes.
I was unaware of.
I think the parts are actually there. We never did anything with it.
I didn't even know it was there, or that there was a penthouse in A8, for that matter.
Yeah, that's where all the penthouse.
A3. That's this building. I'm in A8, next door.
I know. There's a penthouse on A8. All the buildings have a penthouse. That's what where all like the HVAC stuff is.
Yeah, I just don't know how to get there.
Yeah, you need to be more.
So where's this repeater? I will do some exploring.
Huh?
Where's this repeater?
Dave King.
Oh, Dave.
Says that we have it.
Yes.
We have the part. We never set it up.
Never set it
Correct.
Up.
Correct.
Okay. I don't know. I think it was in the penthouse.
No, I think it's in his office.
Or it might be in Dave King's office.
His office. Right at the left when you walk into his office.
It's had really big cylinders.
It's a big rack.
A big rack and long, tall cylinders in the rack.
I don't recall if he has
it might be there.
All the equipment.
Then it might be in his office.
Because we've gone back and forth on that, and I told him last time I saw him, we took it off the list as one of the things we were going to do. And he said, oh, really? And I said, yeah. You think you're going to get to it? Yeah, I guess you're right.
That makes sense.
He said he would get to it if I made the time. And right now, I'm trying to get simple things like Winlink set up and all that in A2. You get that antenna working better, you know, that kind of stuff.
Winlink, that's it. Poke Jason Bayona anytime I see him. Mm-hmm. See if we can.
Yeah,
I see him
every
day.
Poke him.
Oh yeah,
I had no idea. Yeah, we could.
Yeah, so I'm in the A8 now. So
well, you are
right across. So,
well, I know where you are.
For now, anyway.
MilSatCom moved you.
So, well, I moved to MilSatCom.
Yeah,
I wasn't in that org. Yeah, officially previously.
Were you ETG before?
Independent Readiness Review
Team.
SMCIRR.
Yeah.
I looked after.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All's well.
Cool. Hey, so what's the rule on Friday if we try to pick up that message? Can you?
Well, you have to get it from your setup.
That's what I thought.
That concludes it.
You have to be within 1,000 feet of our setup.
Well, there you go.
So I think you could go with whatever radio you want onto the top of the parking structure and receive the message. I think that will count because you're within the same circle and you're our temporary setup.
Yeah, I don't know.
That seems like it counts.
Well, it's a little more straightforward than I thought. I had forgotten you can use the KX3 for BPSK. I have the software on my laptop, so it won't be the identical setup we're using, but I'll just see if I can do it Friday night. Oh, wait. No. So it has to be Saturday because that's when the West Coast guys broadcast.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. You're not going to hear what W1 is.
Diesel games.
That's what I mean. Sometimes.
Unless they change the procedure. They didn't have a date on that page. I couldn't tell.
So I put my room here. If you put that announcement.
But it seems kind of weird that they don't have the
greatest people cast on to me.
Sure, there's somebody
to sign and donate if they want. So I'll hold on to that for a little bit. Before I deliver it.
6:30? Come on, Kevin. Come on, do your job.
6 people.
I have no idea.
I'm going to go to Brian's house one of these days. He has
a new people, too.
That's the new him, bro.
Control.
If you can think of
any, you know about our meeting?
Well, as Zelda Sinaga thought of super cheap that you know Frank was in here, so he said maybe you should go to that.
Catch a couple people.
It can be done.
And now if you put it in there,
it'll be good.
Yeah, all you have to do is
transmit your call sign